Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Tes. And we had gotten up to one-fifth of the way down. Actually, it's three lines down below one-fifth of the daf. We're up to the Neite Mota HaPesach. Eskimar of a Neite Mota, we're looking, remember, for some way out of the assumption that has been made over here that the Turim be Pesach Sheni because there's no Eitzah. So we examine possible Eitzot. Make a Tnai, make it a Shlomim, bring a Kohen, and that way the Kohen will be able to eat the Chaz of a Shok. Okay, so we came out that no matter what you're going to do, you're going to end up with a problem of being made Kodashim LeBeit HaPsul, and therefore there's no way to treat the Korban Pesach as a Korban Shlomim. Unless, of course, L'maisa, it became a Korban Shlomim through being left over and so on. But that leads to the following question. Bring a Motar HaPesach. In other words, use an animal. And the question is, I mean, Motar HaPesach normally means something that had been left over, that had been set aside originally as a backup for Korban Pesach, if he had extra money, and you only needed half of the amount, and you really could buy another Korban with that money, or you had a separate animal, it's just in case something happens to the original Korban Pesach that I'm bringing, this one should be my backup. So how in the world does one bring a Motar HaPesach if there isn't a Motar HaPesach? So Rashi says that the Gemara's assumption was that you should simply say that, I'm bringing this Korban, if the Maisa mine was a kosher Pesach originally, so this should be a Motar HaPesach. Doesn't really make much sense. The Matosa says, how could the Gemara have thought such a thing? Obviously, a Motar Pesach is only a backup. You can't ex post facto create a backup. Call it a Motar Pesach. Even though the Gemara is going to point that out, but it's difficult to believe that the Gemara made an assumption that such a thing is possible. Bechlal, therefore, Tosis learns, it's talking about over here, that he should be magdish it, v'chatchila, for Korban Pesach. In other words, he's saying, there's a good chance, after all, that I wasn't Yotzei the Pesach. So this should be my Pesach. Okay, l'maisa, then it becomes that if he actually had been Yotzei, it's by definition a Motar Pesach. And therefore, it turns out that I'm not going to be b'mayet z'man achilato, even though in fact I am, because the Motar Pesach is brought as a shlomim, so how are you getting around the whole problem by doing this anyway? So the Beis Halevi explains the meaning over here is that you can't say that something whose source of Kedusha l'chatchila was a Korban Pesach, and then became a shlomim because it was Motar, you can't say that that's called big b'mayet z'man achilato. Because its innate kedusha was a kedusha lechatchila was meant to be eaten only during that night. There, you're not going to call it a problem. Therefore, says the Gemara, we always have a way around this issue of not knowing whether it's a Pesach or a Shlomim by making it not directly a Shlomim, by making it a Pesach. Then it'll become a Shlomim in the event that my Pesach had already been brought on the first round and mine was not the Baal Mum. And now make the Tanai and say, look, if the original one was a Baal Mum, so now this is my Korban Pesach. EDD Tom, if my original one was a kosher Pesach, so then now this is a Motar Pesach. The din of a Motar Pesach is that it's brought as a Shlomim. The Motar Pesach Nechal, Leyom V'Layla Echad. I'll eat this Motar Pesach as if it was a Korban Pesach, Leyom V'Layla, despite the fact, again, that there's a slight difference, because the Yom V'Layla of the Pesach is really only the Layla. You can't eat the Pesach during the day. Right? This is why the Beit HaLevi had to say his pshat. Even if I bring it as a Shlomim, there's still a level of being Mamayat Zman Achilata. Even if this is a type of Shlomim that has the same din as the Zman Achilas HaPesach, it's still only the Echal during the night. So it's okay, but Lamais is not worse than the Shlomim, than the Pesach itself. It could be Bali Deinosar, but what can you... Yeah, some say that. Some actually say that. That the only time we're worried about being Mamayat Zman Achilato is as you get closer to the end, not in the beginning. I mean, in the end, if it's left over, it's left over. It doesn't matter whether, why it was left over. Yeah, correct. I mean, as I say, some actually say that's for, to make the nafkamina. So we still should have an Eitzah, which allows us to get around the problem of being unable to come up with a way to bring a Pesach Sheni, in which case, in our situation, where we had five people brought a Korban Pesach, and then we discovered on one of the skins after the Pesach had already been brought, we discovered a mum, we don't know which one, and it says over there, Potim Lassus Pesach Sheni. Gemara says there shouldn't be Potim Lassus Pesach Sheni, because we could always bring a Motar Pesach, And therefore it would be eaten the same way, and it would have all of the dinner, and we'd have, of course, we'd still have to do our little shtick over here with the kohen and so on, but we had all of that ironed out. And there's no problem now being memayet in the zman achilato. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. But let me ask you something. I mean, look, the bottom line is you know that you're being mafrish the money, the carbon now, for somebody who lemaisa is not going to be able to use as a carbon vessel. That's a very funny answer. Because botarot means that you're in a situation where it may be left over. But over here, you're bringing it with the full knowledge that this is a situation in which it's a farce to say, this is my Pesach. You don't know if it can be your Pesach. It means that originally, you're being mafresh to become a motar Pesach. I mean, there's no such thing as making something lechatchila motarot. Okay, so still, nitruk v'naite motar Pesach. Why can't I find somebody who's got a motar Pesach and take it from him, buy it from him, whatever it takes? Yeah. I'll put up a sign. I'll say, listen, anybody has money left over from their karma and the animal that they had left over, that they had set aside as a backup, I'm willing to buy it from them. This, by the way, runs into problems. If you hold it motar Pesach, becomes a shlomim automatically without a kira, then how would that still be a Pesach? You have to work it out that since there's somebody who needs it, so now it turns out that all along it was not meant to be a shlomim. It was needed, yeah. No, you wouldn't even have to. As you're saying, I mean, a stam, it becomes, but if it turns out that people were sitting, waiting in line for it, so then it would have needed a cue. Ela says, the Gemara, we got another trick up our sleeves. There's another difference between a shlomim and a Pesach, or even a motarot of a Pesach. Because semicha, remember, that we talk about chazav v'shok, but there's also the problem of semicha. And a Pesach does not require smicha, whereas shlomim or motarot of a Pesach do require smicha. And since apparently the smicha has to be done with kol kochot, which is a machloket, but this man, the Yomer Mustol, it needs to be done with all of your energy. If you would be doing smicha like that, you were going to be over on doing avodah b'kachim, because you're going to be pressing down and leaning your weight on a carbon, which you're not allowed to do. So Pesach lo boi smicha, whereas shlomim remotar Pesach boi smicha. Okay, very smart. And how about if the owners over here are women? And there's no dinner smicha on a woman's carbon. What are you going to do then? Now, so that's, hey, nechatainat korban anashim, korban anashim ma'ik lemeimar. Okay, we got one last card up our sleeves, because there's really three differences between a Pesach and a shlomim. Chaz of a shok, smicha, and the mode of the matanot adam. Because elamishu matanot, a Pesach only requires matanachat, and as we'll see, it also only requires a matanachat is done b'shvicha, and not b'zrika. Whereas b'shlomim, you require shtayim on the two diagonal shein arba. Ooh, that's a big problem. My nafkamina. I mean, once I give one of those matnot dam, I would be yotze anyway, either for shlomim or for Pesach. Ah, but how are you going to give them? Because Pesach has to be done b'shvicha, whereas the shlomim is done b'zrika. The shvicha, you just pour it out gently towards the bottom, whereas zrika, you have to splash it so it gets on both sides. So it's a different mode of netina as well. It's not only a question of how many netinot there are. So then you can't do that. No, I mean, that's also not a big deal. My nafkamina. But Tanya, kolani tanim b'zrika, shenatanan b'shvicha yatsa. Even if you would have done it b'shvicha, you still would have been yotzi on a shlomim. So why not go ahead and do it that way? He says, okay, emor de kamrina diavad. It's only b'diavad that you'd be yotzi. But what we're going to say, l'chatchila, to go ahead and to do it wrong, that we won't say. In other words, it's better to miss out on your opportunity to carbon Pesach by doing an active bet and bringing something shalokedin than to do something actively shalokedin, even though it's only lechatchila, in order to be yotze. Important yisod. So they can't do Pesach. There's nothing to do. Now, Reb Mati asked yesterday about the situation with the Melech and the Malka and the Rabbi Gamliel, and indeed the whole thing is a little bit strange. We bring this weird story, and so the whole it sounds like something out of Alice in Wonderland. They ask the king. The king says, ask the queen. It says, ask Remagen Leo. Next you'll be waiting for the ace of, you know, what's going on over here? Nimtza Shekola Suda told him. So I have a pshat. It's a little bit, it may be a little bit pushy, but I have a pshat. The Rambam says that the reason that you Emelech and Hamalcha eat min harishon is he understands datan kalot to mean they're easily angered. And he uses the lashon mipnei shalom malchut. To me, shalom malchut is a pshat. If you tell him, no, you can't eat a carbon at all, it's a disaster. I mean, he'll go wild. He'll get angry at the chachomim, he'll kill his avodim. I mean, who knows what's going to be. Now, think about the story as it develops. They come along, one shech segdi, one shech setlek, comes and asks the melech. This is exactly the story that we just had of Yisachar Yishmar Barthoi, right? Which Yanai HaMelech was arguing with the malka, what's better, a gdi or a tlek? And you're telling me the melech doesn't care, but it's a gdir atlet. That it was a disaster. They ended up cutting off the hands of the Kohen Gadol because of that story. Right? We just had the mice. So clearly, what must have happened over here, and this, and indeed, some of the Mefarshim say that clearly this mice of Rabbi Gamliel, this is after Yana. We don't know exactly who it is, but it's after the time of Yana. So indeed, to answer, many ask, why did he say go to the Malka? Why didn't he say just go straight out? Go ask Rabbi Gamliel. What's the Malka? Is a Bekia? So Rashi says, yeah, the Malka was up to grace of Bekia by Alocha. It's a very funny story. The king doesn't know anything, but the rabbits, and she always knows. So that's good for the pshat. Remembering the disaster that came about in the time of Yanai. So he said, listen, forget about it. Just ask the queen. Whatever she wants is fine. I'm going to start arguing. That's what ended up with the problem in the first place. The queen goes ahead and says, I'm also not Makbida. Go ask Rama Gamliel. Okay, but this was because of the other maisa in which they ended up killing the Talmid Chachamim because of the question of Yanai HaMelech. Had to stand and match the whole mice with his wife or with her brother-in-law, Shimon ben Sheta. Yeah. Okay, so in order to avoid that, fine, so far so good. Now comes along this other story, which is a crazy story. Shiloh, whether it's a dead lizard, a live lizard, everything's dependent on him. Leah, what's the big deal? So the Mefarshim ask like this, according to the Rambam. If he's saying the Bnei Shalom Malchu, how could the Chachamim be mitakein to feed him Isser, which is not, it's not a kosher Karm Pesach, Bnei Shalom Malchu? Lamaise, if he doesn't learn by a time kalot the way Rashi learns, which is that they don't mind it, therefore the first one that checked it is automatically theirs. So you have the same suffix of Breira that you would have had by us. It's not a kosher carbon. So what do we do? Because of Shalom Malchus, let the guy eat it Isser. What does that mean? The pshat is like this. Nimtza kol ha'suda kula nistuya Rebbe Gamliel is the pshat that we often find that in things where people are semech their das on the das of the Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim can say what it is. Let's say everybody's Mekadosh. Call them Mekadosh and type the Rabbonim Mekadosh. If the Rabbonim don't like the Kedushin, they can annul the marriage. What do you mean annul the marriage? The guy wanted to marry. How can they annul the marriage? Because their mind is marriage means what the rabbis consider to be a marriage. So we bring this mice to show that the whole suit is dependent on Rabbi Gamliel, and that nobody had any das other than what Rabbi Gamliel would say, in which case means that the melech and the malka are semech on what the rabbanim are going to be telling them anyway. The rabbanim said eat it, even though it's usher, meaning it's not usher, because we decide which one you want. You want the first one. That's it. Comes up. There's a little bit of sense in this story. Because otherwise, it's mamish house in Wonderland. It's wild. Okay. I mean, I didn't find anybody who said that. Otherwise, I would have made it part of the singing. But that's cute. Okay. The Mishnah says, I thought the Helikim Mishnah.
Omer Lebanah. It's almost like from Gamliel said, listen, maybe he was dead when they looked at him.
It's alive now. That's right. Like the soda Yibur issues. Ha'omer Levanav, ha'rimi shorchet et ha'pesach ha'mi she'yalem yichem Yerushalayim. Somebody tells his kids, okay, listen, you guys, you're such a bunch of lazy good for nothings. I'll tell you something. I'm going up a couple of days earlier, get things ready. You help mom. And whoever gets here first, that's who I'm checking the Korban Pesach for. So you guys better hurry up or you're going to be in big trouble.
And nobody else gets?
Oh. So what's the din? Kiman Shechniz HaRishon Rosho V'Rubo. Now, of course, this is a dead heat. But they got a guy at the gates of Yerushalayim who sees. Sometimes they have to go over this with a video camera, and, you know, it's separate. But if it's a real head-to-head race, then Rosho V'Rubo is Kovea. He's the one who's Zocha V'Chalko. And he's Mezaka the rest of the family. What do you mean he's Mezaka the rest of the family? What does it mean he's Socha? Understand. The man already shechted at the Karban Pesach. These guys are arriving in the afternoon. So in other words, Yesh Breira? We don't know who's going to make it first at the
time of Shechita. So how can he be the one that's Zocher if the father himself doesn't know until it happens? That means that we'll have to say retroactively that it was Shechted for him, but that's a Breira. Rabbi Yochanan, come on, the whole thing is just a joke. It's Kedei Lezar Zanben Mitzvot. We're trying to give him a little bit of competition there. I mean, it's clear, Deganami, because, look, the Mishnah goes on to say, Umizakeh Echabimo. He has a right to give the other kids with him. How can he do that? Yambe Bishlema Dam Ninu Meikor Shapir. Bishlema, if they had, the father already had him in mind at the beginning when he shechted it, and he was really shechting for the whole family, so then fine, they all get a right to eat. The words that he was saying were that the guy who makes it first is the one who's going to get. In other words, no one else will get, as Bob was medayek. So, I mean, obviously, it doesn't really mean that, because if it meant that, it's too late to be mamana anybody by the time they get there. And he didn't even have in mind the others, ayadei breira. So it's not even a problem of breira. So it must be that he's just saying this. It's a mode of competition. So the bat of the shachet mikam mitmanu, what would he be able to be mamana somebody new after shechita? Vatznan minim boshchiya demi meno achi shachet, only until shechita. Shma mina, that it wasn't really meant the way he said it. And by the way, take a look at the following bright and you'll see what we mean. Tani namiyach maaseh v'kadmu banot lebanim. Once it turned out that the girls all got there first, and the boys were so lazy, none of them got on the carbon. But it doesn't say none of them got on the carbon. It says, v'nimtza banot zrizotu banav todim shrelim, which makes the girls deceive the girls with his result, and the boys were second-rate citizens. I mean, why doesn't it say, and they lost that on their carbon? Obviously, because they didn't really make a difference. But it was a question of who gets the little star on the chart. La'olam. If you learn like that, yeah, but this could be even, this could be either Gedalia. But anyway, even if not, I mean, what he's asking is, I'll leave it a Taishas who learns that celibate avot means an abachuyid. And then we give it to them for chinuch. It'd be a pretty lousy chinuch if he really meant it though, right? Yeah, wouldn't it be a good excuse? But whatever it is, he was giving it for them.
Even Gedalia, isn't there an assumption with their father?
Yeah, but here he seemed to have been saying, I'm not going to give it to you. Okay. He was saying he didn't really mean it. You keep adding people as long as there's a kezayit to go around for everybody. And you can be mona, or you can deregister yourself to join another one until the time of shechita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, you can go even go later than that. You can even go until the time of zrika. Now, my kamashma, what is the chiddush over here about nimnimu moshin achi yishachet? A kamashma lan beafgav dimni alav chabura zol chazerv nimni alav chabura acher. When it puts it this way, nimnimu moshin, what it's saying is all can remove themselves, and a completely new chabura can register on this carbon. We'll see later on, there's a mandiyom who says you need to have at least one person in the original carbon left. Here it's mashma, no matter what. They can all be moner, or they can all be moshech. And hafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachomim is only about whether you can withdraw after shechita, between the shechita and the zrika. The basis of the machloket is, the Rabbanan hold, since it says, im yima'et habayit mihiyot mis, meaning the bayit, those who are on the seh, can continue to be mitma'et, meaning they can withdraw, mihiyot miseh, as long as there is chiyut de seh, as long as the seh exists, I mean, as long as the seh is alive. Once it's checked, it's mit, it's not a seh. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Sava, no, chiyuta, heyota is not chiyuta, heyota is when it still has its existential laws that apply to it. And it still has, of course, the chiyav of zrika on the seh. So mehavayate the seh. As long as we're still being osek in its avod, and we are. That's the machlokas. Aval limanot. That's all in the context of the pasuk imimaet habayit, which is withdrawal. But to put yourself, register on a carbon after shechita, no way. Divrei akol achi shechet. Everybody is moda that the registration process is only up to shechita, because remember the diak about registration as michsat nefashot, and michsat means you have to be registered. And it says over there, tochosu alase, and we were medak tochosu is a lashon of kos, shechita. Tanya Nami, Ochi Nimninu Moshkunet Yadea Mimeno Ach Yishachein. The Braita did make that clear, because in the Braita it speaks it out better. Where the first part says you could be either Nimno Moshech until Shechita, Rabbi Shimon, and here he says it clearly, you're right about registering. That's only until Shechita. But I disagree about Meshicha. Moshchim, you can withdraw Ad Shizarek Adam, which is exactly where Abaye understood the Machlokas in the Mishnah. Mr. President. Somebody's got himself a chelek. Let's say there are three people. One of the three people figures he's not going to be able to finish a third of the carbon. So he goes and invites his college fraternity to join him on his chelek. Okay? So now the other two guys are thinking, oh my God, we've got a raucous mess over there in our Seder eating. I don't want those guys. So Rishaim b'nei chabura liten lo et shelo. They can give him his own chelek, and they say, go make your own chabura. So in other words, because this Tana clearly holds that the Pesach can be eaten in two chaburot, like we saw earlier in the Mishnah. So they can tell him, go away. Now, it's not clear at this point whether the reason that they can do this to him is because he's got too many people and they're going to gobble up the other people's chelek. Because we don't have it split into thirds, just have rights. Or whether it's because they don't like the company. That we're going to see. Our question, and this is the question that leads us to a better understanding of the Mishnah. Somebody who's got a little bit fancy hands, meaning he eats a lot faster than everybody else, and they notice that he's something of a grasper, and they're sitting looking in horror as the Pesach is disappearing, and they're like, don't have a chance to eat anything. So, the Shaila, it's a Lashon Naki. So they find out that this guy is eating a little bit too fast. Can they say to him, Tol chelkecha v'tzeh, you take your chelek and get the heck out of here. You go eat on your own. So, mi amrina, do we say matzyamlo, can he tell them, too late, buddy, hakabilton, you already accepted me as a member of the group and I get to eat. Al dilma matzlame marle, or can they tell him, now wait a minute, kikablina litikune zvicha, we were only metabol you, to make sure that there's no nosa, okay? We assume that you're a normal human being and eat the way normal human beings eat. But adaita da'achalta tvei minan lo kabal micha. We never accepted that you're going to eat more than the rest of us. That's right, very good.
He was going to take care of nosa problem.
What?
He was going to take care of
right, yeah, okay, but they see it's a little bit more than that. Yeah, no, this would mean that they'd have to find out before, of course. Doesn't mean I jazzed it up a bit. Tashma. I have to be careful about this jazz up stuff. People take it literally. Tashma. Ma'ana cheirimi mo'al chelko. Risha'im b'nei chabura. Liten l'ed shalo. V'u'ochel et shalo. V'enochlin et shalayim. Now look, it says here in the Mishnah, somebody who invites other people in on his chelek, of course before the Shechit and so on, in other words, so now they become registered through him. So they are allowed to tell him, sorry, you guys, you have your own Seder. Now why is that? My time, is that not because a third that consists of five people is going to eat a lot more than a third that consists of one person? I would assume that the problem is, it's the same thing as finding out that the guy eats too much. So over here you find out that he's got five mouths instead of one. So obviously he's going to eat too much. If in the case that you asked, where the guy eats a little bit too much, he can say to them, well, it's too late. You're already makabel. So then this should be exactly the same thing. Why are they able to tell him to split? Says the Gemara law. You can't bring that right from the Mishnah, because it may well be that they owe shiny. It's we don't like the rest of your college fraternity here. That's the point. Dinami tarvao kechad. Even if all you guys only eat the same thing as one of us, we don't want, we don't like you here. We don't want you with us. So the inami tavayu kechad nechaburu dachli matzi amaleted olechel and isha nuchro gaban. They can say, we wanted to make a Seder. We're all friends. We all know each other. Now you're inviting your old college fraternity. We don't know them. We're not interested in having them at our Seder. So the point of the Mishnah may have nothing to do with how much you eat. It may have to do with the company. Tashma. Okay, let's bring a riot from here then.
Was this really a procedure that put the lamb down and everybody grabbed?
Yeah.
There wasn't an official. potential karma no. The Gazayas fortune?
No. No, I mean, unless you were really close, then they had no choice. Mm-hmm. If they had really split it up into...
It wouldn't be a shadow, like breaking a bone, if everyone's grabbing at it. I mean,
well, that doesn't mean they're all like a bunch of little piggies. Tashma. Hashamash. I'm sure everyone's had the experience of having a guest at the table who was Yadayim Yafes, you know.
Last Kiddush, I seem to remember the table was almost broken.
I don't know where you've been davening, but I won't ask. Tashma. Hashamasha achar kezayit basar b'tzadat tanur. Remember we had before that if the shamash can't resist the smell of that carbon and he goes and he eats a kezayit, he better finish eating because otherwise he's lost. He might have pikeach, be smart. Mimale kreso mimeno. He's going to eat up. V'im ratzu b'nei chabura lasot imo tova ba'im v'yoshvim b'tzido v'ochlin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If everybody else wants to be nice to him, they can come and sit down and eat with him so that he can eat a normal seder.
Assuming that they haven't started eating yet.
Right. Now, you're saying ratzu in lo ratzu lo. It's only if they want to. Why can't he say, now look, you guys were makabel me as part of the chabura, so you can't leave me like this. Ah, oh, come on. What raya is that? Shaimei hata. The Amrele, they say to him, look, we hired you as part of the Suda so that you do the serving. So, kikabul ninach adaita de nitrachacha, come on. You were supposed to be serving us and doing what we need. Not lemitrach lan ledidach. You're supposed to be defining now where we're going to eat? We never were makabel such a thing that we have to go do what you want. So that's no right.
There's a goodwill in all of this.
It's goodwill, but the question is, I mean, if you don't have it.
Seems to bring out the best in people in this whole thing.
Yeah, this is goodwill hunting. Toshma. B'nei chabura, shahayu yadav shel achad mehem yafot, reshaim lomar tochel kachav etzei. So here it says, b'feirush, somebody's eating too much, they can say to him, out you go. Our Kohen has to leave already for Musaf. Yeah, okay. Please have us in mind, huh? Afilu mechitzar shabarzel. V'la'od el afilu chamisha v'yasu sibolet. Even if you got five people that are, simply they made a secular, Sunday morning breakfast. They pool their food. Suppose it is a pool. You pool your food and everybody eats. Rishaim lo marlo, they can take somebody and they can, if they see somebody eating too much, they can say, excuse me, please take your piece and out you go. Let's say, Shmamina, here it says beferush, that you can ask a guy to leave. Shmamina, you're right. Now, but it's interesting that they said, and not only that, it's not only a carbon pass on, but what's the velo owed? Even a sibolet. Why is that a sibolet? No, what they're saying is Lomi boy koma. Lomi boy a pesa. The matzi armar like ki bel nicha letikune zvicha. You might think the reason you could do that for carbon pesach is they could say, look, you know why we took you. It's not that we wanted you to eat with us, but we figured you'd take care of the noser problem. But there they could say, but even a sibolet, where the whole point of the arrangement, the chatchila, was goodwill. Tzavta b'yamo. I mean, it was just, we originally agreed to have you because we wanted your company. Nonetheless, if he's asking too much, eating too much, rishayim lo mar lo tol chel kachav etzei. Ikeri amrei. Others say the whole question wasn't even asked that way. Haloi ba'alon. Now, we'd never asked that. Hachidui ba'alon. What we were asking is, if without any reason, b'nei chaburim b'chabura rishayim lechalek, or einan rishayim lechalek, does a agreement to be a single chabur and a korban pesach mean that you're supposed to eat it together and that defines the chabura? Or can you decide to eat in two places v'chatchila without any particular reason? Tashma, b'nei chabura shayu yadav shel achad mehem yafot b'shayim lomar lo tochel kachav etzei. You see that the case in the Mishnah is only when a guy was eating too much, but normally not. Yadav yafot in, but ein yadav yafot lo. Shma mina. There has to be a reason for which you would split. Now, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda of Yoshua, and we know about Rav Papa's girth, it was really something special. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda of Yoshua, Ariva Riftabadi Adadi, they made a little picnic together and pooled their resources. Adach Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua Chada, when Rav Huna Breda of Yoshua managed to eat one sandwich, also Rav Papa Arava. Omar Leis, Ravuna says, I'm out of here, let's split. Palegli. Amalei, it's too late. Rav Papa told him it's too late. Kabilta, you already remember Kabbalah on yourself, and I should be your partner. So Eisvei Kol Ani Tiyufta. So Ravuna pointed out all of the riyas we had earlier in the sugya that you can't force a guy to split. Vishanikida Shanina, and he answered the way our Gemara answered, but it's not a riyah from there. Finally, he got to the one, the riyah of Bnei Chabura, and it says you can split. Omar Lei, no, that's only because it's a Korban Pesach, and they could say Kigabal Nichla Tikunis Vicha. And over here, it's not a Korban Pesach. It's just a picnic. This is going on while he's devouring another four sandwiches. You know? So then he brings him a riot from the case of Stam Sibolet, where it says you can also force a guy to split. Okay, he said, fine. We can split now. So, polyglot. So he splits. Then he goes, and he makes the same deal with Ravina. This time, as Ravuna ate one sandwich, Ravina ate eight sandwiches. So Ravuna said, never mind, I'll take 100 poppies and never one Ravina. I figured I jumped out of the frying pan into the fire.
Why should we
assume
that if you can do this for them, what was the shaila?
Because we know that there's a concept of bite. So the question is whether the assumption which people come now together and they make themselves an arrangement that we are a chabura for a Pesach, is that mechayev then? Oh, in this case? The shaila was he didn't want to split. He was having a great time. Can you force me to split? That's no. The shaila. No, the question before was if they agree to split for no reason.
Was Ravina also known to be large?
No. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he just had a good habit.
What's the problem? They're losing Mizuman. What's the problem? They would have Mizuman.
Losing food. The picnic? What a good-hearted man. What's the problem? The other guy's eating eight sandwiches for your one, and you're asking what is the problem? He's eating your food.
Or drinking your coffee.
Now, it says in the Braita, somebody who now accepts another person to buy into his Pesach or his Chagigah, which is strange. The money that he gets in exchange, the money is chulin. How could it be chulin? Because the animal was already kosher. What is the kedusha chalan? I mean, you can't be mechala kedusha on something that's already kosher. This the Gemara is going to be bothered with momentarily. V'hamocher olatov shlamav, somebody, however, who tries selling the rights to his korban ola, his korban shlamim, and he says, you know what, I'm bringing an ola. Why don't we make you the bialim, you'll get the kapora from this ola. There lo asavalo klum. There, he has no rights to sell an ola or shlamim. Umaot koshen, I don't care how much money there was or where they are. Yiplu l'nedav. That money should be put into the pushka in the azara that is for the purpose of bringing nidvot, which are olot v'kayetzam izbeah. What do you mean? Why is that? I mean, the transaction didn't go through. Then the ma'ot are pure chulin. Why does it say you have to put it in the pushka? Ma'ot amayit lulun adaba. Amarov a knasa. It's a knas. It's somebody who wants to play games with his carbon. But what do you mean? But this is the buyer, not the seller. But this is the old question. Is it the mouse hole that steals, or is it the mouse? So over here, if it wouldn't be, I had the question this morning when somebody was talking in the middle of davening to somebody else. So the guy who was talking has nothing to do about. But the guy to whom he was talking, it was something to do about. So I tied it to the guy to whom he was talking, my high. He said, but he was doing the talking. So I told him, but if there's no mouse hole, then the mouse doesn't have where to steal. So that's mamish today, sugya. So love, it's the love achbora ganav elachura ganav. Okay. So therefore, we gave a knas on the guy who tried to buy something that really had no right to buy, and the money now becomes kedush and is put into nidvos tzibur. Actually, the next sugya is about prostitution. We'll get to that. Umay kol shehein. No, the seller doesn't lose anything. The seller was going to make money off of his oila, and he doesn't. What do you mean he's losing? He didn't have the right to. It wasn't his to sell. That's not called a knas. That's just he attempted to sell the Brooklyn Bridge. The guy, he doesn't get the money. He's losing. He's not losing. He didn't get to sell the Brooklyn Bridge.
In the first case, you got money for
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
London Bridge actually did move.
Yes.
You know, that's a rare situation. Terrible, terrible, terrible. No, he actually sold it. Not as bad as the Queen Mary. Okay, so why does it say Ma'ot Kol Shein? What's the Kol Shein? The Kol Shein is that the Knas extends to whatever it is the guy was ready to pay. Let's say it was only worth, the whole animal was only worth Arba Azuz. And he gave him Chamisha. You say, okay, but one was just like extra and above. No. Afilu Ba'i Yitera Nami Katsura Rabbanan. Whatever it is he was willing to pay has to be put into the kupa for Nidava. Rabbana, no, sorry. Omar Rulavi Tamer of Oshaya. Can we, Efshi Yadi Chavram Bavloi Taimedai Milta? I hope somebody knows how to explain this because I can't make heads or tails of it. Why in the world, a guy who was mafresh at the left for his Korban Pesach, right? And this guy was mafresh money for his Korban Pesach. Now the money is Kodesh and the Tle is Kodesh. Now he's bringing his money, which is Kodesh, handing it over to a guy who already has a Tle that's Kodesh, to buy into his Tle. So, Hegdesh, Chalal Hegdesh. How did the Hegdesh and the money get onto the Tle to be Mechulal? It says over here, why in the world is that true? Why would the money be chulin? The money remains Hegdesh because it doesn't have where to go off on. You can't add Kedusha to something that's already Kodesh. I am stumped. And we leave you here at the very edge of the stump until tomorrow. It's a stump hanger. Okay, let's do a brief review. Oh, this is a long answer. A long, long answer. Ask the word of an eighth motor, Pesach, the name of Ididi Balmum, Haidi Aita Ashtanavi Pesach, Ididi Tamu, Nevi Haidi Aita Ashtashlami, the motor Pesach, Nechale Yom Velayla Echad. Now, first of all, it's not a great sense, the Himafshin at Hilum Motorot. No, Nitrchu, Naiti Motor Pesach. It's Mishum Smicha. Vilu Pesach lo boi Smicha. Vilu Motar boi Smicha. Zotinach Korban Anashim. Korban Anashim. Ha'ikel Neymar. Elo Mishum Matanot. Vilu Pesach Matana Achat. Vilu Shlomim Shtayim Shein Arba. Nu Mai Nafkamina. Hatzan Kol Anitanin Al Mizbeach HaChitzon Shenatanam B'Matana Achat Kiper. Elo Mishum Vilu Pesach B'Shvicha. Vilu Shlomim B'Zrika. So, also Mai Nafkamina. Tani Kol Anitanin B'Zrika. Shenatanan B'Shvicha Yatsa. Eimor. He's going to give them a chelek after shechita, mikam itmanu vatznan, nimninu moshkiya deimimeno only achi shachet. Shema amina. Taninami hachi maaseh vekadmu banot lebanim. Yes. And all that happened is, nimtza banot zvizot ubanim shvevim. Leolam nimnim alav achiya bo kizayet lekol echad yachad. Nimnim umoshkim et yedeimimeno achi shachet, rabbi shimon amir achi yizrok et adam. Mai kamashmon? Hakamashmon, the af agav the imni alav chabura zo, chozeret venimnon alav, חבורה אחרת. נימנינו מושכמת ידי אמת שישחית. אומר הבאי המחלוקת למשך. רבון הצבר מהיות מסר is the equivalent of saying מחיותה בסר. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says no, it means מהווייתה בסר. אבל למנות, everybody's mother, only את השחיתה. יום הקרוב, במחסת נפשות ועוד אתו חוסו על הסר. תנינה מיוחי, נימנינו מושכמת ידי ממנו אמת שישחית. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimnin Achi Yishachet, Umoshkin Achi Yizarek Adam. Hamamane Imo Acher Bechalko, Rishayim Bnei Chabura Leiten Lo Echshalo, Vuhu Ocher Meshalo, Ve'en Ocher Mishalahem. Iboelo, Bnei Chabura Shayu Yadav Shalachad Mihem Yafot, Mahu Sheyomru, Tol Chalkecha Vetzay. Mi Amrinu Motz Yomalu HaKabiltu, Odiyono Motzu Lameim Alei, look, Ki Kablina Letikuni Zvifa. Certainly not that Adai Tadakla Tveiminan, Loki Valucha, Tashma, Hamumona, Acherim Yimo Chalko, Rishayim Bnei Chabura Leiten Lo Echshalo, my time. Love me shum da have like yadaim shalakad miyam yafot. Ve isal kadate yadav yafot matsiyam lo kavodintun. So na heavy haiki yadav yafot. Amre, they ought to shine. Well, over there, even if they would all be eating the equivalent of one of the mechabura, still matsiyam relay. Lo nechalani nishkuch ragaban. Tashma, Hashama, Shachal, Kizayit, Basar, Betzada, Tanur, Im Haya Bikeach, Memalei Kretzel, Imenu, Im Ratzu, Bnei Chabura, Lasov, Tova, Imo, Boim, Veyoshrim, Bitzidov, Oklin, Divir, Abiyuda. So you see, it's only if there's goodwill, Rotzu, In, Lo, Rotzu, Lo, Vamai, Neima, Lohu, Haka, Bilton, Nashani, Hat, Dormer, Leiki, Kavalincha, Adaite, the Nitachecha, Kaman, we certainly never agreed to have you be the boss, and the Mitach, Lan, the Dach, Lo, Kavalincha, Tashma, בני חבורה שהיה ידם של אחד מהם יפות ושאין לומר תוכל כחבצי ולא עוד אלא אפילו חמישה ויעשו סיבולת ושאין לומר לו תוכל כחבצי שמע מן הכביר לי. Now, what's this ולא עוד? No, לא מבואי כמה, no, it's לא מבואי פסח. There I understand, well, what's your amalai? כי קבלינך only for the purpose of saving us from נוטה, בתקודי סביחה. But even סיבולת נמי, which is מרד סבתא ביאמו, he could still say Tolchok Kechavitzet. He could yamre Haloi Baimon. Obviously, that's okay. The question is whether without any Siba you could spit. Hachudi Baimon, Bnei Chabura, Rishayim Lachalek, or Enum Rishayim Lachalek. Tashman, Bnei Chabura, Shoy Yadav Shalechem Yam Yafot, Rishayim Lamarlo, Tolchok Kechavitzet, Davka Yadav Yafot, Bnei Yadav Yafot Lo. Shema Amina, that under normal circumstances, you stick with your Chabura. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Riva, Rifta, Bahadi, Adad. Ado Ochil, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Choda, Ochil, Rav Papa, Arba. Amale, Paladli. Amale, nope, too late. Tabilzun. Eight ve kol aniti yufta. Veshani, Kedeshanina. Eight ve from the bright of Bnei Chabura. Amale, that's because they could say, Kigavalin, Chalatikunis, Vincha. Eight ve from the bright, I mean, of Sibolet, the purpose of the Mishnah. He asked from the bright of the Sibolat, that he had to be Makabal, it says Beferish. Polagli. So then he goes in Aribadi Ravina. This time out of Ravina Brother Yeshua Choda, of Ravina Tvanya. Omar, I'll take Mea Papi, Velo Chada Ravina. Which is interesting because it's only twice as bad. What do you take 100 poppies for him? Apparently it's a geometric pain. Omar will have itemer about Shaya. I show up to somebody who can explain this to me. Efshe yadet chavim bavloi time of the hamilta. Look, the case is zefrish toile pischo, zefrish maot the pischo, both of which are kodesh. Explain to me how the maot became chulin. Hech hegdish chal al hegdish diktani maot shebeidol chulin.